On most summer days, the skate park in the heart of the city is packed with kids of all ages. They're clustered around a 30,000 square foot concrete bowl, rolling off ramps and doing tricks in the air with bikes and scooters, skateboards and roller skates.
Yeah, I mostly ride bikes, but I scooter and I skateboard.
But all too often, they also break into fights.
Okay. Going out to skate park, large number here.
On a recent evening, Officer Kevin Juzza responds to the first call.
Five going off.
Basically, all the kids, there's so many kids here, and kids do what kids do, and then they just explode into chaos.
So far, there have been 98 police calls to the skate park in almost as many days this summer. Last year, the number was only 43 calls for the same period. The police say that's partly because they've stepped up their presence. There have been 8 arrests in the park since Memorial Day for rioting, assault, drugs, and alcohol. Half of those happened on a single day in June. A week later, 6 officers converged on the skate park, including Officers Ferdinand Cruz, Michelle Topel, and Sergeant Mike Byron, in response to a large fight.
All right, well, guess what? We keep coming back here because of you guys, the way you guys are acting like a bunch of animals. Time to go home.
Later.
Right now.
See ya.
See you later.
All right. Anybody comes back, gets arrested.
It's going to be a long, hot summer because we're going to start walking people up.
Everybody else.
Come on. My leg.
Let's go.
Let's go, man.
You guys can't act civil. Find another place.
So, this is the skate park. Nice, giant swastika. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Officer Juzza says last year some of the kids were caught lighting objects on fire and throwing them over the fence to the nearby public pool.
This is every day. This is actually multiple times a day. Every single day. You know, most people say, you know, it's just kid issues, but look at all the resources it takes to get rid of them. You're not going to send one officer down here. Kids are not. I mean, it's a lot of people.
Officer Michelle Topel works patrol during the summer, but during the school year, she's at McLaughlin Middle School as a school resource officer.
What's up? How are you? Surprised you recognized me. What's going on?
As a mother of a 9-year-old son and someone who was influenced by a DARE officer when she was a kid, becoming an SRO was a natural fit. She says the skate park is a good idea, but nothing good comes out of it.
Even though they're young, some of them still have little mini gang-type mentalities, so, you know, you deal with that too. If you look at some of the graffiti, writing over someone else's tags is a show of disrespect.
The kids are tight-lipped about possible gangs in the area, but graffiti tags belonging to the Latin Kings can be seen along with several kids wearing rosary beads, which can also be a sign of gang membership. Police believe some of the fights might be gang-related, but not likely connected to any of the big national gangs. 13-year-old Ben Sabri says he was involved in a fight at the skate park recently.
Everybody ganged up on me. I had a razor blade, not for any reason, just to cut my hair, to tell my friend to cut my hair. And then this guy was like, "Why do you have a razor blade?" And I started making fun of him. He caught me, and he started punching me on the floor and stuff. He started pushing me, and then he kicked my hat.
Sabri still comes to the park every day, but says he wants a lot of things to change.
I'd like to see, like, less graffiti. The place cleaned up, like the trash and everything.
The park itself has fallen into some disrepair in recent years, with crumbling and cracked concrete, abused rows of bleachers have been removed, and walls that once held professional murals are now covered over with graffiti.
It's sort of like cockroaches. You gotta be aggressive, you gotta take care of it.
Jim DeStefano is a Manchester businessman who's taken it upon himself to revitalize the skate park that was built in 2001. He founded the nonprofit XMV Skate. DeStefano envisions a public-private partnership with the city that involves raising private funds for fixing up the park and future Parks and Rec revenue from food and rental stations in a nearby community center building.
It would bring full-time employees to that community center facility itself. There'll be adult supervision down there on a regular basis to help curb some of the problems that are happening there.
If he raises enough money, work to remake the skate park will begin next year. Until that time, police patrols will have to continue dispersing crowds and arresting delinquents. After clearing out the kids from the park that June evening, Officer Kevin Juzza made a prediction. The officers would be back.
They're right there. They're gonna come back in like 5 minutes. Guarantee you so.
Sure enough, 3 hours later, after the 9 o'clock curfew for minors, the police had to respond to another fight.
Guys, go. Get out of the street. Go home.
for NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.